Highlights from The Art of the Solo Performer by Steve Rapson. Success in the arts is different from business success. There are rational truths that can help you become a successful performer, but rationality can also diminish creativity. Although rigor and systematic work are required to create, the moment of creation is usually serendipitous and unexpected, arriving fully formed while we are otherwise engaged. Part 1. Philosophy. Good performers never lose that element of excitement and breathless anticipation. This comes from preparation and commitment. These make you entertaining. There are two kinds of performers. The good performer enters with, "Here I am." The charismatic performer enters with, "There you are." Performance technique includes stage presence, body language, and timing. If you have learned to overcome stage fright, then you have the tools to stay calm and centered in other stressful situations. Having excellent material, a succinct message, and a humorous, natural style are keys to great performances. Pros know their purpose is to shed light on the material, to lift the idea, and connect the audience to a deeper part of themselves. Humility is the only worthy response to the trust the audience will put in you. If ambition and the hunger for applause have driven you to the stage, then you should not disgrace yourself by having nothing to say. Your job is to articulate what everybody already knows but does not say. You can't afford to oversell your music. It should speak for itself. Never pretend to be the star looking down on your audience. When you're in the mirror, you are a mirror reflecting to the people what is already theirs. If people laugh or cry, we do so together. This will not happen if you're feeling discomfort brought on by a raging ego. You need to get to the closer essence of yourself. The artist can help people do this. Ambition must be tempered with humility. Any talent you possess has been given to you by the Creator, and through discipline, humility, and truth, you can shine the light back on the higher power. If you have no power to create without the help of your Creator, you must take no credit for it, and you don't deserve this credit, and your ego will never be satisfied by it anyway. Give the glory to the Creator of all that is. Don't waste time chasing the light. The light will come to you if you're honest, because the light follows the truth. If you follow truth, the light will follow you. People know this, but they forget it. Show up for truth wherever people will let you perform, and be patient. Mistakes connect you with people as well, because the audience appreciates vulnerability. The job of every artist is to be assertive, confident, humble, honest, and shrew. The elements of a good act are: be prepared, have a story to tell, and practice the telling until it is airtight. Be interesting, condense the details of your life, tell what you have seen and what you have learned, tell the most embarrassing moments and other stories. Be yourself. You are natural when you don't try too hard. Interesting takes preparation and practice. Jazz musicians, for example, prepare to be spontaneous. You can improvise and be spontaneous, but only after you have written, learned, and practiced everything until you know it cold. Record your act on video. Wait a few days. Watch and learn. Disappointment is unfulfilled expectation or unsatisfied cravings. Gig tough performers are the only ones most likely to connect with a crowd. Our feelings arise from our thoughts. To be gig tough, think less. Especially avoid thinking about how the gig is going. Be humble, be empty of expectations. Do lots of gigs and always be ready to work. The great musicians are the ones that make the personal connections with the audience. 80% of communication with an audience is visual. Cultivate the right mental state and your body language will follow and speak clearly to all others. Give your time, talent, preparation, your enthusiasm, and your hard work, and tell the truth. Love the audience. A break between sets is the time to step down from the bandstand and greet the few souls who are paying your wages. It's time to shake hands, smile warmly, and invite the loyalists to check out the new CD for sale. And while there, to snap up older titles not available in stores. Talent may be the sixth or seventh among the top 10 things that make for a successful career. Fans are made one at a time. It is easier to keep ones you have than to find and convert new ones. A warm body in a room to see you is 90% converted. Do not blow it by failing to walk the final yard to connect with your audience. Dissatisfaction among the rich and famous is legendary. Individual standards for success are internal, personal, and subjective. One way to measure your own success without comparing is to set realistic goals with small steps for achieving them. Serendipity occurs when preparedness meets opportunity. Evaluations occur after the game has been played. While you are playing it, it is better to have fun. If you will keep playing it until your time is up, you will have had all the fun while someone else gets the job of totaling the score. We are happiest when possessed by a good idea. Calvin Coolidge on persistence. Nothing in the world will take place of persistence. Talent will not do it. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, "Press on," has solved and will always solve the problems of the human race. Part 2, business. Success is all in who you know. Ask what is your budget and then say your normal fee is X, where X is double what they just told you their budget is. And then when they say they can't afford that much, you could take a reduced price, but now throw in extras like travel reimbursement or nice dressing room, food, or whatever. Include in a press kit a bio, 8x10 professional picture, a professional headshot, 8x10, a bio, one page with wide margins, a demo CD, a press, which is newspaper articles, etc. Or if you have played in a prestigious venue, like Carnegie Hall, that juicy bit should be in your bio too. SonicBids.com helps you do an electronic press kit. Regarding your bio, what you write is a detailed history of who you are, where you came from, and where you are now. Be specific. Give this to a writer and have them tidy it up. You have to be newsworthy, something that you think the media can use as a hook. This is known as your shtick. And after reading about you, seeing you, and hearing you, people should be able to complete the following sentence. Dennis Wing, he's the one who blank. Insert pithy positive description here. An arresting graphic that commands attention from a distance is the first and most important element of a good concert poster. Networking is important. You must know someone. They have to like you and you like them. Then you can do some business. Since you cannot know in advance who will be in the final golden connection, who will be the final golden connection to success, meet as many people as you can and treat them all the same, like guardian angels. A personal manager is your head cheerleader. Pay a manager 15% of everything you earn for 3 to 5 years, typically. Also consult Ronald Zalkin's Getting Ahead in the Music Business. Have an act of sufficient quality to interest somebody in managing you. In mapping out how far you are willing to travel for gigs, draw a circle around your home and do a 100 or 200 mile radius, and then draw smaller circles and build your audience from the inside out. Good agents, the ones with the good gigs, are not interested in you until you hit a certain income and recognition level. Franchise music business agents get you gigs at concerts, club dates, festivals, commercials, and on TV. They get a 10% commission on the money you earn from this. Cold calling does work to get gigs. In addition to cold calling, show up where you want to work and observe who is there and talk to everybody, especially those who have gigs there. Also consult Donald Passman's All You Need to Know About the Music Business. Call promoters to see if you can submit a press kit and be an opening act or part of a review. It takes at least 6 calls to get them to call back, though. Be nice and be patient. Know your customer and know your product. Identify who your audience is, where they are, and how to present your product to them. The key to success is to get many people to hate your act, because for every 9 people who hate you, 1 person's going to love you. So in order to get 100 people who love you, you need 1,000 people who don't. The 10 commandments of recording. Know your purpose. Don't expect too much from the recordings, because success also depends on writing, playing, and gigging, stage presence, booking, promotion, publicity, contracts, etc. Don't overspend. Don't interrupt your career while recording. In other words, continue writing and gigging. Don't rehearse in the studio. Don't confuse friends with studio musicians. Your friends may sound great jamming in your kitchen, but when it comes time to do a studio recording, they may not be up to snuff. Try not to be your own engineer. Self-recording is a good way to prepare for a project, but a bad way to do one. Don't expect more than you pay for. Cheap recordings sound cheap. It's better to pay for a lot of time at a modest studio with rates you can comfortably afford. So pay tribute to the altar of time, not to the altar of fancy gear. And finally, remember to enjoy yourself. Making a video, you need a funded budget, an experienced producer, and a specific objective. How do you interest a record company? Quote, know your product, know your customer, see a lot of people, and ask all to buy. This is the basic element of selling anything. Testimonials are a great form of advertising. Ask for them. If you'd like, please drop me a note and tell me what you liked about it after you give a CD, that is. If it's not your cup of tea, you don't have to tell me that. You'll get 3 or 4 testimonials for every 100 you ask for, so ask for many. The best ones become part of your press kit. Can you make a living entertaining? The odds are, out of 300 or 400 people who try to make a living performing, 60% of those people get other jobs. Half of the remaining 40% still play open mics, but they're not really building an audience or making any real money, and they're not trying to make a living at music. Perhaps they are smarter than everyone else because they enjoy music without the financial pressure. Of the remaining 20%, roughly half the musicians who diversified enough to stay in the business, like running a recording studio, working in radio, doing live sound engineering, newspaper critics, freelance writers, etc. They may run a club or a coffee house or do CD duplication or any combination of these in addition to live performing. 8% are the people with a small record deal. They're road warriors. They play a lot of gigs for amounts of money that cannot cover the cost of getting there, with the assumption that it will eventually pay off, and for some of them it will. 2% are the ones who are generating enough income to perhaps pay a mortgage on a small house and have a new car, or have a new or at least decent car. Cable access shows are easy and free. Call your cable company and ask who is in charge of community television. Either you are on the bus or you're not on the bus. The bus is the metaphor for the camera pointing in your direction. Get on TV. Start a mailing list. It's the engine that propels your career. Robert Allen in Nothing Down, the book Nothing Down, says each name on your mailing list is worth the average of $1 per year in income to you. Have a newsletter to sell your products, announce your concerts, and tell interesting stories of your successes so far. Include a profile of 1 or 2 of your fans. Eventually, your fans can even do the newsletter. Include them in the news about you. get your next gig by asking for another gig where you ever, wherever you had your last gig. It's much easier to sell an existing customer than to find a new one. The single most important thing you can do is sell more to your existing customers and to say thank you. Say it in writing every time you have any dealings with that customer. Even if they say no, go away, it means no for now, not no forever. Be specific in your thanks. So be specific in your thanks. Tell your customer exactly what their business means to you. It sounds obvious, but so few people do it that when you do it, you'll rise above the sea of fellow performers. Less than 2% do it. Be a pro. Say thanks. Be remembered. Sell CDs, t-shirts, autographed photos, etc. at your gigs. Give away free pens, pencils, stickers, and refrigerator magnets. Go behind a big table and sell your stuff. Talk, sign, and sell. You can sell from the stage. It's appropriate to hold up your latest CD or book and say that it's available and that you'd be happy to sign it for anyone who wishes and thank you for your support. But beyond that, let the MC or host pitch for you. A song plugger is someone who pitches your songs for a fee. A song shark is a phony song plugger who extracts money from you rather than actually selling your songs.